To recap, Randall County Commissioners meeting from yesterday, the final meeting for the month of November. County Commissioner Ted Gantz, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
Doing good. And getting ready for a little Thanksgiving with the family, right?
Yes, sir. That's coming right up. You bet. Yes.
Looking forward to that. And then all of a sudden we're in December and Christmas, here we come, huh?
I know, right? I love this time of year. The holidays are always a good time. A little time off with the family, mm-hmm. and a little reprieve, you bet.
All right, let's get to the agenda. Kind of a quick meeting yesterday, wasn't it?
It was. We got started at 8:30 yesterday. We reviewed accounts payable and payroll yesterday. Then we moved on at 9 o'clock into citizens' comments. Nobody was present for citizens' comments. Then also at 9:15, we had the Board of Equalization. There was no items on that for that. Then 9:30, we reviewed informal bids for audit services. Don Wilson, our auditor, he's retiring, done a great job for the county. And so we're on the hunt for a new auditor, called around, did some looking. We got a couple bids, but we're going to continue looking. We got a bid from Countryman Associates. To do the county's audit would be $17,000 and $19,000 per year. And then we also got another informal bid from Gabriel Berger for $27,500. So we looked at those. We're just going to collect maybe a few more bids, and then we'll make a decision. So we tabled the matter until we could receive a couple more bids there, Rich.
And then consider membership contribution to MEDC?
Yep. Every year we do this, we voted to do a $2,750 contribution to Medic and for the 25-26 fiscal year there.
All right. Consent agenda then?
Consent agenda. We had about six items on there. Item number one was approve accounts payable and payroll claims in the amount of $515,308.24. Then item number two, a surplus desk for the health department. The health department got a new desk there, getting rid of the old one. Item number three is surplus items for the law enforcement center. There was a plethora of items there that are no longer in good use. Item number four was authorized chairman's signature on county road occupancy permit for Great Plains, doing a little fiber work on drive 716. Then item number five was authorized chairman's signature on skid loader lease for the Kiplinger Arena. This skid loader lease was for a Cat 255. It's a 250-hour lease for $7,600. Obviously, once you roll over or get to that 250, then you return that machine and have to get a new one. So, and then item number six was authorized chairman's signature on oversized load permit for Wardcraft Homes. This route will be going north of Bartley and then out of the county. So those six items, we voted and approved all six items, and that took care of the consent agenda.
And then that was pretty much it, wasn't it?
That was pretty much it. Yeah, it was a super short meeting. We adjourned at 9:23 yesterday. So yes, it was pretty short. Also I wanted to say last week or last time I was in, we talked about the Thanksgiving holiday. The courthouse will be closed on Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
So not only Thanksgiving Day, but the day after. So
get your business done today, tomorrow, because Thursday, Friday, going to be closed.
It'll be closed. Yes, sir.
All right. Very good. Next county commissioners meeting is coming up on?
December 8th.
December 8th. Go 8th and then the 22nd. Two meetings for the month of December, right?
Yep. Let's see here. The 8th and the, you're correct.
22nd. And the 22nd.
Yep. You bet. Had to check that calendar.
And then hello 2026.
I know. It's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy. It's going fast. You bet.